This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And I'm wondering,
Stoney, my TV messing up this Best Buy calling me. You just talk. Let me answer because I got to tell Amia's at the house. I swear.
You got to be kidding
no,
me.
No, I swear.
I told you the boss doesn't like when you make personal calls during the show. Or
now, back to Stoney and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, man. Dude, you got Warrior
okay,
fans on.
All right, I'll text her, but yeah, we need you. All right, bye. Yeah.
Oh, man. I wouldn't play the Melvin sound for the boss. He got a kick out of it. So,
why do you do that? Why do you do that?
Do what?
To the wonderful Mia. You call her during the break and you put her on speakerphone and I can hear your entire conversation.
Okay.
And she said something that was just so funny, and it went over your head, but I couldn't stop laughing. Guru says to Mia, are you still at the house? And Mia says, yes, I'm still at the house. Why? And he goes, well, I thought you said you were leaving early. And she said, I am, but I haven't left yet. And then she goes, well, where are you today? And Gu goes, I'm at work. And Mia goes, I thought you were taking the day off.
It's a schedule. Evan, next Friday I'm off. So she thought that was, like, I don't get the laughter on this. She had the days mixed up. But can I read you something?
Of course.
You met him. He'll be at the reunion.
Relaford?
No, Red Silk Basie. Okay. He's undecided. This is his text. Ain't nobody winning nothing with the Dubs. It's over, Goo. It's over. Jimmy ain't no all-star anymore. And Jimmy and Draymond contracts are both definitely bad.
Who's this guy?
Silk Basie, your man.
Silk.
Yep.
My man. He gets it.
Silk no, you're worried it. About something that's, you're at third base when we're at the plate still. So you
Guru,
deal with that how
are
you will.
Are you actually
I'm being
telling
real.
Me about worrying?
No, I'm just telling you, you're selling fans short for something nobody wants to talk about. Life after Curry.
You know what? I want to talk about it.
Because you still think they got action this year. Because that's the only reason you would go there. You're
Why?
Right. These mishaps and JD and Javi and
Who's JD?
Caleb. JD from our guy. Golden Bear, they called.
Oh,
Lord.
I call him James.
Yeah. But come on, Stoney, it's not over. That's why you got to go until the wheels fall off.
I didn't
off.
Just text. Yeah, that's what they're doing, and that's we'll see where it gets them.
What's their alternative after the mishaps?
Well, it's too late now. That's what I'm saying. It's too late.
But let's be real. Is Moody a bust?
Yes. No, he's not a bust. He's fine.
For where he was
he's
drafted.
He's a seventh man. But he started on this team. And that was why they didn't go past the second round. I know. No, he had a hurt hand. This is the guy I want to get, though. Christian in Fairfield. Christian says they're going to be fine in 2 years. What's up, Christian? How you doing, my man?
Hey, what's up, fellas? You know I'm not missing Guru Appreciation Day. That's like missing money on the floor.
Sweet.
Oh, my man.
Goo, thank you for being unapologetic. Your IQ's 190. You know what I'm saying? You bring the flavor. You sprinkle the show like E-40, all of that. So I appreciate that, being from the Bay.
My man.
I made it up.
Thank you. So now with the 2 years, who's saying Steph's leaving in 2 years? There's $140 million coming off the books with Steph, Jimmy, and Draymond.
Mm-hmm.
The free agent list in 2027 is everyone's favorite Greek freak. There's Jokic, there's AD, there's Tyler Hero. Then no one's talking about Pods. Everyone poo-poos Pods. In my circle, we look at Pods like he's the next Jalen Brunson. Jalen Brunson didn't average 12 points until his third year. His first playoff series, he averaged 8 points. He had to learn how to fit in before he could become ISO player, before he could become an all-star. He did the things that Pod's doing that Kuminga doesn't. When Baron Davis talks about, why aren't you like Iguodala? Why aren't you being all defensive first team? You can get 20 flying around the court off of alley-oops and screens. You want to just ISO Joe, and you're not him. So in 2 years, with Joe Lacob as the owner and the Valkyries being good already in their first year, I don't see, oh, we're going to be back to, you know, 12 years terrible when Steiny was doing the Warriors, winning 12 games a year. I don't see that. And please stop with Jordan Poole. The man won 33 games in 2 years and got traded for an expiring contract.
Hey, Christian,
no one wants Jordan Poole. He's not going to start on the Pelicans.
Who did you – what were the free agents you talked about in 2027? Doncic, Giannis?
Greek Freak.
Yeah.
Jokic, AD, Tyler Hero, Kawhi, but he's 36. There was another big name that are all coming off the books in 2027. Donovan Mitchell. So they're all free agents that year. And now you'll have Pods who averages like 17. And say Steph is like a 2 or 3. He's averaging 17 a game. So you get him for $30 million. Pods will be cheap. You know what I'm saying? Now you build around the guys that come in, and now you keep going. I think that's where it's going to go.
All right, thanks, Christian. Giannis will be 36. AD will be 41.
You guys do know it's 2025, right?
Donovan Mitchell and Luka Doncic.
It's 2025.
If they don't win a title in the next 2 years, there's no chance they're coming to a rebuild.
But you do know it's 2025.
And you do know Giannis is already 32.
Wow, man. I'm all about next year, man. Which is right around the corner.
You're in lockstep with the organization. Yeah. I get it. Doug's in Berkeley. What's up, Doug? How you doing, man?
Doing good. I'm doing good. I'm listening to you guys go back and forth.
Yeah.
Every day is Guru Day. I mean, every day.
Oh, my man.
I mean, come on. I mean, he stirs the pot. You know. I mean, he's the man. Steiny, you're cool. I love your perspective. Don't get me wrong.
It's Goose Day. I'm fine. You know?
Every day is a Goose Day, man. I mean,
I'm not Jonathan Kuminga.
Oh,
I don't need my own team. I don't need to be the alpha. I'm happy to be a role player.
Oh man, listen to you.
Vintage, he's the best.
Vintage, classic. So just random thoughts, just boom, 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 random thoughts, and you can weave them together because they're just coming to my head. In all this conversation, we appropriately say, you know, how it caters to Steph. We need to take a step back and think about how great this man is, and that's why all of this swirls around him. He is truly unique. Next. He is playing almost as well as he did when he came in, except he's double and triple team now, which he was not, you know, in the first several years of his career for a variety of reasons, not the least of which is we don't have a reliable second shooter like we did when Clay was here to take the pressure off him. So now they can just basically dare anyone else on the court to beat him, and they'll put two guys on Steph automatically and sometimes three. And that's the only reason why you see it. Well, age, you know, a little bit, but that's the main reason why you see a little bit of a fall off in him. He's amazing. Next, Kerr. The great coaches adapt to the players they have. Kerr even made the statement at one point, it seems to have gotten lost, that, you know, when Kuminga was playing well before he got hurt, what we have to find a place for this guy. Whereas everybody's now saying the other statement he made, well, anyway, he can't play with Draymond and, you know, with Jimmy, he just doesn't fit. I'm not buying that. If Kerr is truly a great coach, which we all say he is, okay, he's got to be like Pop. He's got to be like the other great coaches who take the players that they have and maximize them. Kuminga is a real talent, and he's gotten better every year in his role, which has been limited. So let's give all the kid some credit.
No doubt. Good stuff, Doug. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for the kind words.
Anything there about what he said about great coaches? They find a way, Stoney? I think there's something to it. As much as I love Kerr, I got to tell you, man, what I saw against Minnesota, you can't fit that in. And I'm talking to Steph, Draymond, everybody. You can't fit that in. And I know your boy, our boy, Joe Lacob, Stoney, I still think he's the biggest Kuminga fan. And I think maybe that's what's holding this thing up. He might not be going anywhere because of Lacob.
I mean, you know, you asked the question earlier to a caller. I think it was Caleb. And they were talking about Kuminga. And you actually said to Caleb, why doesn't he fit? Guru.
Man.
Have you been present for the last 5 months?
I have.
We've been talking about whether
there's
Kuminga
no definitive
fit.
Answer.
Yes, there is.
And if you want to be fair,
there
it's
is.
Not. Oh, okay, go ahead. Just remind
there,
us. Your...
There are answers to there, if you. There are reasons he doesn't fit. There are, because this offense needs players to do certain things. If Steph's going to be playing defensively, they play a certain way that. He's not a great help defender. The way they like to play is an open offense. Read and react. That's not quite his strength. They're small, and they'd love for him to play bigger than his size. He doesn't. Those are some of the reasons. Let me put it this way. These are some of the reasons why people think he doesn't fit. Mm. Like, I don't mind the fact that he's kind of one-dimensional. And he, like, I think of him, he's just a scorer. I think that's what he is. He's a scorer. Well, okay, let's figure out how to use him
right
just as a scorer.
Maybe, and he's not a cone on defense.
But,
his
but
body
see,
is not lumpy.
But
he's
see,
not dumpy, Stoney. He's got, come on now. He's not a bum, and I'm not saying you're saying this, but don't dare tell me he's a stiff at defense.
He's not good. He's not an above, he's a below average defender.
So is that
would
all
you,
on him?
No, okay.
Or is the team failing him?
But how?
You're
how?
Supposed to improvement, Stoney.
The coach cannot help you improve defensively.
Well, it's coaches.
You must have the will. Same with rebounding. I mean, I'm just telling you, those are the reasons why people think he doesn't fit. Like the one they need, if you're going to have Steph Curry, who's going to handle the ball a lot and score a lot, and then you're going to have Jimmy Butler, who handles the ball a lot and scores a lot, whoever the third player is,
right,
he can't just be a scorer.
But what? Okay,
because the other guys are scoring and they don't excel at a lot else except playmaking. Like, I don't think they're great defenders, so it'd be great if they could put a really good defender, a couple good defenders next to him. But I just think Kerr looks at it as, we need more than just a guy who can get us 20 points a game.
Okay, so let me just throw this at you on a Payday Friday. Close your eyes. Kuminga leaves Golden State. He's 22. Since you and everybody, our guy just called, want to talk about 26, 27, let's just throw 28 in there. Just from the basketball connoisseur you are, if I told you in 2027, 2028, Jonathan Kuminga has went to a different locale and become an all-star, how surprised would you be?
I'd be pretty surprised. I would be pretty surprised, but I also will say this, that if he's an all-star, in 2028, 2029, that's on the Warriors. I mean, because,
see, it's kind of on them now because they can't, whatever you deem him to be gifted at or he does well.
Well, there's only one thing, kind of. Like, he is he can score.
But how many guys our NBA teams have, that's almost what you want your sixth man to do. Unless you're deficient in ball handling.
And there's the problem. You just brought up the problem. He does not think in a million years he's a sixth man. Mm. That is an insult to Jonathan Kuminga.
Oh, man. This really, truly does stink, man, this whole situation.
Let's go. Well, should have seen it coming, everybody. Jonathan's on his way to work.
Our man.
Hey, Jonathan, how you doing, man?
Oh, I'm doing well, but today's not about me. It's all about Goo.
Mm-hmm.
Guru, I just want to shout you out like I do every time I call in. I mean this from the bottom of my heart. You're one of us. Not that Steiny isn't, but just for those who are saying their appreciation for Goo, he came up through the trenches, okay? He's one of us. The boy, my guy had a dream, and he was successful with it. So just appreciate you, Goo. And without any good hero, you got to have his partner. I ain't even going to call you a sidekick. Without Goo, there is no Steiny. Without Steiny, there is no Goo.
My man.
So I just appreciate you both.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, wow.
Dynamic. I wanted to change the record, if I can, Steiny, little bit off this Kuminga, if you can, please. I'm with Goo. I want Barry, as much Barry as we can, man. I'm 35 years old, and I grew up with being ridiculed and being, you know, judged for being a Barry fan by others across the water and across the country. Barry this and Barry that. We're not going to slander my guy on the radio, but again, now he's coming back. We had Barry Bonds bobblehead day. I see him, you know, getting in the clubhouse. This is great for Giants baseball. This is our hero coming back, and I'm all for it. As far as coaching, I'm not going to laugh. I don't know what he can bring. I'm like you. The man obviously it can hit the ball like no other. So why can't he coach somebody how to hit it?
Yes,
let him do it and fail before we laugh. But anyway, my guys, I just also wanted to shout out Glory and Alameda. They were able to help me get my shoes, the Kobe's, today. They're in giant orange. So I'm going to be rocking those at the ballpark. I just appreciate everybody on this Payday Friday, and I'm out.
Thanks, Jonathan. Appreciate the call.
I didn't even know new Kobe's dropped, Evan.
I thought you had the Vomeros.
Yeah, but those aren't Kobe's.
No, you know, it's one step down.
Man. Oh, a guy Pro Barry, manager shoes.
Yeah, you found one. You found one on Goo Appreciation Day.
Stop.
And wasn't he a coach before?
In Miami, it didn't work out. He didn't coach, but.
So it didn't work out.
Go ahead.
Do you really think Barry Bonds wants to manage?
I would love for somebody to ask him, did you really think Buster Posey wanted to run a team? Checkmate. Think about it. Did we really see that coming from Buster? We thought he was going to do Gary Radnich and ride off into the sunset.
No.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Okay. You got nothing, Stoney?
I got nothing.
Hey, and Melvin's my
I've
guy.
Got Barry Bonds. Hey, Barry Bonds.
Okay,
he's trying to sell the Bay Area that Barry Bonds, A, would be a great manager, B, would get along with the media, and C, has one iota of interest in doing it.
Let's be real. Do you know what his
passion is? Do you know what his passion is?
Riding bikes.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
But you can have multiple, but Steiny, I've come down Melvin's road, not
you're just
me
doing
personally.
This.
No, because of he doesn't have a lot of emotion. Okay, I get it. But if you and everybody out there telling me that's not the manager's job, this and that and that and this, so what's the job entail to where you think Barry couldn't be good at it?
He doesn't have a desire to do it.
Take that out of it because we don't know.
Okay, how many years has he been out of baseball?
A lot.
10?
Not five, not six.
A lot.
Not seven.
And how many years after baseball has he been a part of a team?
But he's played it so long and was so good at it, Stoney. I'm just saying you don't ever lose him talking to Kuiper on that Gagne at bat. That I was like, what if that was wrong?
Guru, if he's been out of baseball for 10 years, don't you think if Barry Bonds said, I'd like to get back into baseball, that he'd get hired? I think he would. So that tells me he doesn't want to.
He was the hitting coach for the Miami Marlins in 2016.
Yeah, that didn't go well. I'm just telling you, I would love to ask him. Maybe when Evan and Risotto are out there, somebody just randomly, hashtag random, hey Barry.
No, he got fired too.
Did they, the F word?
Well, the other one, but.
Oh, boy.
Let's go to Bobby in Los Altos.
I think Buster Posey is my... I got you on that one.
Buster Posey and Bonds are two different people, I think. But go ahead. But I agree with you. I didn't see it coming to Posey either. I can't lie. Hey, Bobby.
This is Bobby from Mailroom Operations. Hey, listen, I was dismayed to hear that you two didn't get any corporate shout-outs, and I just want to let you know that, me and the guys in the mailroom, we think the world of you.
So. Bobby, tell them hello, B.
Thank you for brightening the workspace, and I want to let you know that, the kids up in the accounts payable feel the same way, so I'm not sure why they didn't get our comments. I don't know why them suits on the 25th floor decided not to post them, but you two keep your chin up, all right? We appreciate you.
Right on, man.
Down here. But Guru. This is for real because I don't got no life. I've actually gone through this scenario a couple times in my head. If we've all had to sit and make chit chat with someone that is somewhat unpleasant, you don't really want to talk to them and stuff like that. Kind of like how you have to do that with me, on a weekly basis. But of the six hosts, right? In my mind, I think like you would be the one, Guru, because you have a heart of gold. You'd be the one that would sit there the longest. And as insufferable as that person you were forced to talk to, you would look for the good in that person. You try to find the positive things they'd say. And I just think that's who you are, Guru. You have a heart of gold.
Right on, man.
Definitely appreciate you.
Right on, man. B, that hit me, man.
Thanks, Bobby. Yeah.
Not perfect, but I try to love hard, man. You're just making a mockery of this Barry Bonds. Like, just...
Just admit you didn't think it through.
No,
like a lot of other things.
I didn't think it through, man.
You didn't. It's okay.
Being a hitting coach.
This is why we love you. You'll blurt out anything.
No, stop. It's not fair, but Barry's one of those dudes. Like, I ain't got to pay no dues.
Exactly.
Give me the job. Ask him, give me the head honcho job. I could do it. And I was just comparing Melvin, not dissing Bo Mel, because that's my guy, But Stani, what's Melvin doing that Barry couldn't do? You think he's traveling? More?
He's traveling with the team.
I'm just asking.
He's talking to the media twice a day.
Do you think he knows more baseball than Barry Bonds?
Yes, that's what I actually do.
I don't.
I think Bob Melvin knows more baseball than Bonds. I think Bonds knows more about hitting.
I think I know who could get you out of a slump and be your manager slash hitting coach and life coach on a baseball diamond.
You think Barry Bonds knows the personnel of other teams like Bob Melvin?
No, that's the last on my list. Hell, you talking about personnel on another team? And I'm talking about getting guys to be the best version of themselves and why you're not hitting that slider.
So Barry Bonds wouldn't put out a scouting report on a pitcher.
Stani, analytics, computers do all that. You keep telling me what? No, I'm telling you that you've been telling me it's not Melvin's job. Okay, so what's Barry really deficient at? Outside of not wanting a gig, don't tell me Melvin knows more baseball than Barry. Let's call that equal for all the managers.
Okay.
This is an all-time great.
So this doesn't matter.
Tell me.
Hey, Barry Bonds, give me the batting order of the Arizona Diamondbacks right now. He couldn't do it. Melvin could. And Melvin could tell you something about each player and how they're going to attack him. Secondly is...
Scotty, those are
reports that are generated
now, though, that you go over collectively. See, that's where I think that was the old Barry, Stani. He's not a people person. You really, I'm just saying.
He's a people person now. Wait till he gets back with the media. Just do me a favor. It's 140.
No, I know it's far-fetched.
It's 140.
It's 1240. It's 1-5. Like, why? Yeah, where's Dimsy Grandy?
Never mind.
What's bugging you coming up at 2 o'clock?
I'm in such a good mood. This is going to be a hard one. It's my day.
And that's why I'm not...
I understand it's far-fetched, but just don't tell me dude couldn't do it if he wanted to. That's all. The older I get, Stani, I think the more... And this goes to Kerr and Kuminga. We know Kerr's accomplished.
Yeah, Bonds could get the most out of Kuminga.
No, but I'm just wondering. It's about communication.
And he's a terrible communicator.
You don't know that. He wasn't doing it when he was breaking down that, and I know it's different than managing. God. He did it with, with Kuiper.
I can't do this.
And I get it's far-fetched, but just let's not say he can't do it. That's all.
You know who Barry Bonds is? He's Rick Barry. That's what people think
of
him.
I used to call radio stations here in the Bay to
head coach.
Say be the Warrior coach.
Hey, we got
to
go. Cougar talk. I need you.
Yeah. I just wonder why that bugs you so much. You never met Barry.
Because you don't. I got to get to these questions. Hey, it's time to give away the Warriors prize pack. Here's how it's going to work. Sometime over the next 30 minutes, which is actually 20 minutes now, we're going to give you 3 clues. After that, we're going to play a sounder, and at that time, you'll have to tell us which former All-Star we're talking about. So stay tuned and listen for the clues. I'll give them to you right now. And then when you hear the sounder, call in. Clue number one. I was an All-Star 6 times in my career and won the MVP award in the 1969 All-Star game. Number 2, I was born in Mobile, Alabama. Number 3, I hit the most home runs in the history of Candlestick Park, and I will be forever memorialized by a feature at the new ballpark. Hold your guesses until we tell you when it's time to call in. You're going to hear a sounder soon, and at that point, you call in, give me the right answer, and you got the Warriors prize pack. Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.